We are learning Masechtas Kedushin Daf Nun Hayam Abayz, and we're starting at the top line. We just had a Oishias Pshat in the Mishnah and Shkolim that he says what you do is you find the Behema, it's a Zachar, let's say, and you're worried it's a Oilo Oshlam. What do? You take two sets of money and you transfer the Kedusha onto one of these monies, and the other one you bring as a carbon dove, and you bring two Kabanas, Oilo Oshlamim, and this way you took care of being Misaking and fixing up the situation that this way there's no Bazillion Kachin. Now, Freit the Gemara on that Pshat, Toye Rebbe Rebbe Yechon, Rechon had a Kasha on this Pshat. He says this is a very shver. Why? Because the mindset of Avera, especially you learn like Tosfos that you did a mechavan legoizla, but even according to Rashi, you're taking temimim and you'd be mechalalit. So you're telling me over here, v'chi oimel adam amoid v'chato v'shul satiska. You're telling, or Yechon saying, you tell a guy, you found something here. You know maybe you should do Avera and be mechalal this behema that's a complete behema, be mechalal v'mezid in order that you should bring the carbon. There's an iser to be poida behema until before I get to mum. And so bas epis, you should try to fix this up by doing this. Who says such a thing? You find such a thing, you tell someone to do avera b'shvil shetiska in order to fix the situation, you do avera for that? So therefore, B'yechon says the pshat and the mishnah a different way. Elo omra B'yechon on mam t'lo ashtumam. When you have this behema, you have to wait till it gets a mum. And when it gets a mum, yitaka could be poida it. And then you bring a ma'isi shtei behemais, bring two behemais, which were artzmimim, and they make a tanai. If the behemah is oila, then the oila should transfer on this behemah, that's a good behemah. And the other one should be a nadava. And if this behemah is a shlomim, let the transfer the shlomo here onto this behemah, and the other one will be a oila, will be a oila nadava. So that's what you do for Rabbi Yechon. So it's a different pshat. According to Rabbi Yechon, what you do is mechal this behemah while it's a tamim. According to Rabbi Yechon, you have to wait till it gets a mum. You have to wait a while till it gets a mum, and then you could be paidit. So I think Marabaita. Omar, it said in the Mishnah in the Masechta Shkolim that we just learned, if the behemah is a zachar, zacharim, the halach is, yechayish is maybe it's oilis. And the Gemara said, not only oilis, you bring shlomim as well. Because it might be a shlomim, a zachar be a shlomim. Break the Gemara, dumma taidahi. The halacha is that a taida also can be brought as a zachar and a kevah, so maybe it's a taida. And for the Gemara, you bring a third behemah, the ma'is nami taida. You bring a taida as well, and you make a tanai in all three of them. Break the Gemara, baboy lechem. We know every taida needs 40 chalas that come together with the carbon taida. The ma'is nami lechem, you bring along with it lechem. Now, Taisus asks, that what's the kasha that maybe it's a taida, and you have to bring a third behemah for a taida? Isn't a shlomim and taida the exact same thing? So Taisus says, granted, they're not exactly the same because the Taida can only be the one day and one night, and Shlomim 2 days and one night. But he says it's not a problem. We're not worried about Mavin Kachel based up soul. So just eat it for one day and one night. Why do you have to have the Shlomim and a Taida, two separate things? Bring one carbon and say if it's a Shlomim good, if it's a Taida good, and I'll eat it one day and one night. So Taisus answers because I have to bring lechem, and I have to bring lechem. So Taisus says it's a big deal. So bring lechem on a tanai. He says you can't bring lechem on a tanai. Why? Because no such thing as a lechem nadava, and therefore, if it's not a toida, then the halacha will be is that it's a chulin bazar. So you have to have a carbon that's dedicated to be a toida, and therefore you bring lechem for that toida, and that's why you have three components. One's a oila, one's a shlomim, one's a toida. For the Gemara of Dilma Asham, who made this carbon as an asham, because we know that an asham is brought from a zachar, a keveh zachar, which is a zachar which is 2 years old. That's what you bring. Well, now, Asham, there's a bunch of different type of Ashamites. There's an Asham Gezelois, someone who swears that he doesn't owe money, or Asham Elois, that's someone who's Mayel, Asham Shif Charufa, and there's Asham Nazin, Asham Tzaira, and Asham Tali. There's six different Ashams. A Kaponim, so maybe this carbon's an Asham. So you have to take care of that problem. And for the Gemara, and Taisus really asks, okay, so why is Asham different than Shlomim? They have the same amount of Zerikas on Mizbeach, and we're not worried about only eating one day, one night, not worried about that. Toys answers because missing the sachem and can't bring the sachem as a double. So therefore, if you bring another carbon, maybe it's an asham. And the problem is you can't do that. Why? Because the asham can't be brought as an adava. So there you're gonna be stuck. On the side of the asham, you're not gonna have an eitzah. You're not gonna have eitzah because it can't be brought as an adava. So here you're not gonna be able to take care of the side of the asham. So the Gemara asham ben shtei shanim, and here you found the shtaka ben shana. What happened was you found a 1 year old behema, not a 2 year old behema. So you know for sure there's no tzad to asham. You don't have to worry about that tzad because it's definitely not an asham because it's 1 year old and an asham is 2 years old. For the Gemara, v'dilma asham at tzayra hu, or it's an asham nazahu. The halach is those are brought as a one year old. So maybe it's one of those type of ashamas. And for the Gemara l'shichi, these Ashamas are not Shriach to happen, to be a Asham Tzaira or a Nazir. It's not going to happen that often. And therefore, maybe this behema is from that type of asham. We know Pesach is brought from a zohar that's a 1 year old, so we don't Pesach. Well, maybe this carbon we found is a Pesach. So more like this. Pesach is manoi, if it's a man of the carbon Pesach, Mizar is a hiri bay. The Bailam is very careful, and therefore we wouldn't lose it. So we're not choshish, this thing is a carbon Pesach. Shaloib is manoi, if it's after the Zman HaKrovas HaPesach, which means that it's after Pesach, and then people do lose it. Taisa as much as like why would someone lose it then? So Taisa says Taisa is the master shalov is not. Taisa is in time. I keep in the mizah ziri bePesach. Ech over the Pesach of his money. How's it happening? Like why did he bring it? So he says sometimes the Pesach was a chayla. He might for something else, or maybe the baal became tame, and therefore or he had two pesachim lachrayis, and now it's after Pesach and it got lost because it was ready. He already passed his man. So Freit the Gemara. So the Gemara says this. Maybe it was a carbon Pesach. The Pesach was manai. People are careful. And shloim is manai, then if shloim is manai, shlomu, it's a shlomu, you bring a shlomu ready. And therefore, you don't have to worry about that tzah. Freit the Gemara, don't bechara maisa. Maybe it's bechara maisa. Bechara is a firstborn behema, which you give to the kohen, he brings it as a karm bechara, or maiser. Maybe it's maiser behema, which has different matanois. Those have only matana achas, so it's not like a shlomu. So worry, maybe it's one of those two kabanas, a bechara or maiser. And for the Gemara, lamai hilchas lamechana, but mumon. What's the shaila there? There, it's only geya that you eat it b'mumon. So here also, we're going according to Rav Yechanan. They wait till it gets a mum. So Hakanam, exactly. Anyway, you're eating b'mumon. The halacha is that those behemoths, if it gets a mum, you don't have to bring it for carbon anymore. Then it can be eaten. It can be eaten regularly. It doesn't have to grow as a carbon. So here, anyway, you're waiting till this behemoth gets a mum in order to transfer the money from here to there, according to Rav Yechanan. So therefore, what are you worried about? You're worried about that you'll eat it b'mumon in the way you eat a b'chara ma'isa, which is what halacha. Rashi says halacha is that you're not allowed to sell it in the butcher shop and in the shchatim v'itlis v'in the shkolim v'litro, and you can't weigh it a certain way. You have to be careful. There's a certain kedusha to it. So echanami, you're gonna after it gets a mum and you brought three behemos, one for oil, one for shlomo, one for taida, and you made a tanai, then the halacha is that you're not going to use this behemoth as a regular chulun. You have to eat it like a din b'chara ma'isa that has a mum. A kaponim, that's the more answers with the case of zchara. Oh, my Mara, said in the Mishnah there, what happens if then a kevos? Then you bring zifre shlom, because it can't be a oila, so you can bring it as a shlom. And we're going now, you wait to get some mum maybe, because we'll see in a second, there's other things. Dilma taidi. So if ma'isa taidi, you bring it also a taidi, because taidi given a kevos, you also bring a taidi. Vavina lech, and you make it tonight. But you say bring two new behemoths, wait till it gets a mum. They say if this is right, then this one is shlom, then it goes on the shlom. This is a tayda that goes on the tayda, and the other one is a nadava. But bring a lechem, why is no lechem? Bring a lechem also. But dilma chata. See, now it's in a keva. Maybe it's a chatas. Maybe it's the keva is a chatas. Now if it's a chatas, you can't say bring another behemoth and say if it's a chatas, I want to transfer the kedusha, and if not, I want to bring a carbon nadava as a chatas, because there's no such thing as chatas nadava. Therefore, there's no way to fix it up for that problem. So, Rav Dilma Chatas. See, Rav Chatas bas shnoso, the Chatas has to be a 1 year old. Vishtaka, the case of the keva was different than the Nazach. The case of the keva was Vishtaka ben bas shalom. You found a 2 year old, and therefore it cannot be a Chatas. You're not choshish maybe it's a Chatas. Break the Rav Dilma Chatas over shnoso. Maybe it's a Chatas, but now it passed its year, and it's still a Chatas. So the rule is shiach. It's not shiach to find the chatas of Rosh Nasa. You don't be chayish for that. Pray to Gemara. Shiach Rosh Nasa. What if you found the 1 year old? What do you do then? What do you do then? Is there a way to be misakin it? So the Gemara Tanya Chanayim Chanayim. Because even if it comes a mum, there's no way to be paided because you can't bring a chatas nedava. There's no way to do that. The luck is that let's say a chatas of Rosh Nasa is mesa, or a chatas mesa by leha is mesa. Of da, it's mesa. So here, if it's a tzaratz a chatas, it has to die. So Tanya, Chanin Chanani v'Chanayim, eight vashnos al lechatas. Then if it's a 1 year old, you bring it to lechatas. Break the rule. You think it's a havni, you can bring it as a chatas. Maybe it's not a chatas. You can't bring it as a chatas. So the Gemara, Elo Mabaya kechatas shekaintza lekipa. You put it into a room and you don't give it anything to eat. The meisim aleh and dies by itself. That's a locha. The chatas meisa that the locha meisim Sinai. That certain the karma is chatas and it can't be machdashit. The halacha is tamas, and they're called the chatas amesas. And therefore, you put it into a keeper, you don't give it to it, and it dies by itself. You can't keep it around because it's shachash takala. So therefore, Rashi says maybe it's not dafka l'kippa, or maybe there's a makam kavua where they put it. Akaponim, it comes out that if you find it, that if you find this seira, it's 1 year old, and maybe it's a chatas, it can't be makarit. So then, as in a chatas shemesos, even after it gets a mum, you cannot be paidit.